Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. First item of business, swearing in of new commissioner. That has been taken care of. I think I sent everybody, a copy of Bill Noss's papers that he signed. He was sworn in by Commissioner Oath Pam Myra on Monday. I had May. What month is this? October. I don't know why I wrote down May. May 19th, 2020.
Well, considering how long March was.
Yeah. Okay, the next item is call for nominations. We don't have a chairperson, so I'll call for nominations of chair. Do I have any nominations for chair?
It's Martin here. I'd like to nominate Bill Noss for chair, please.
Bill, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, accepts the nomination. I call for a second time for nominations of chair. Hearing none, I'll call for a third time nominations for chair. Okay, hearing none, we don't have to vote. I declare Bill Noss, chairman of the Village of Chester Commission.
Thank you.
Bill, I'll turn the meeting over to you. The second part of this, you can, I guess, call for nominations vice chair, or do you want me to do that?
You can do it. You handle it. You're good.
Okay. The next item under number three is nominations for vice chair. Do I have any nominations?
It's Martin again. I'd like to nominate Nancy again for that position, please.
Nancy, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Okay. Hearing that, I'll call for a second nomination of anybody for vice chair. And third and final call for nomination of vice chair. Hearing none, I'd like to declare Nancy Hatch vice chair of the Village of Chester Commission. Thank you. Now I can turn over the meeting to our chairman, Bill Noss.
Well, thank you. Thank you for, if this is going to hit the minutes, for anybody that voted for me, and I was very impressed with the number of turnout votes, which was, I believe, 215, I believe, somewhere around that, which was a great thing. Anyway, I don't see anybody here for public forum on here. Nobody called you, Dennis?
No, nobody called. Nothing right now.
Okay, so we'll move right along in and review and approval of the agenda.
Oh, I didn't I do that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's next. Oh, my God, I thought I had more to do. Okay.
So, need somebody to approve the agenda or additions or anything to the agenda before we approve. Okay, Nancy?
May I add Halloween celebrations?
Yes, that would be down in 10, that would be 10C. What? Other business?
Yep.
New and other business? That okay, Dennis?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Anybody else have anything they want to add in here before we get another, nail this thing down? I need a hearing. Nothing else. I'd like to get someone to make a motion to approve the agenda as written with the addition of 10C. Halloween?
So move. Michael had his hand up.
Okay. Michael, you move. Nancy, I need a second.
Second.
Nancy, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now, we'll move right along. Regular meeting minutes from Wednesday, September 9th. Your items 1 through 4 in your minutes 1 through 4, Wednesday, September 9th, 70th video conference. Has everybody had a chance to review? Anybody want to make to, if there's nobody saying otherwise, have a problem with it, and need a motion to approve these minutes, please.
So move.
Second.
Nancy move. Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Terry? All right, now the next one is 6B, special meeting, Thursday, September 24th, pages 5 and 6. Anybody have a problem with those minutes?
No.
Nobody has a problem? Could use a motion to approve these minutes?
Don't be shy, people.
Martin, you're muted, because I can't even hear you.
All right, so move, sir.
Okay, Martin, move. I need a seconder, please.
Second.
Nancy, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. That's B. 6C. Fire Building Committee, Tuesday, August 18th, and it's page 7. Anybody have an issue with that? Look pretty straightforward. If nobody says anything, I'd like to get a motion, please, to approve these minutes from the Fire Hall Building Committee.
So moved.
Grand moved. Need a seconder, please.
Second.
Nancy second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we get into 6D, Tennessee Annual Public Meeting that we were all at the Legion Hall. Has anybody had a chance to go all over this? Okay, hearing no complaints or no additions or whatever or changes, I need a motion on the annual meeting at the Chester Royal Canadian Legion Branch, Wednesday, October 7th at 7 p.m.
So moved.
Okay.
And Michael, Nancy was...
Joanne.
Michael moved. Joanne, you second?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And before I move on, that really... We're in that COVID thing. That hall was a nice spot. If we didn't have COVID, we could have had a lot of people. Anyway. All right. Business arising. Is there any business arising from the minutes that we didn't do or any other business arising here?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Fire Hall Building Committee. I
okay.
know that we had a consensus, the citizen voting member that was appointed to the committee, everybody agreed, but I would like to have a motion to have him appointed. Somebody from the fire building committee, perhaps Joanne as chair, so that we can have it as a motion.
Okay, so I will move that Bob Yoden be appointed as the citizen member of the Chester Fire Hall Building Committee.
I hear Joanne's motion. I need a seconder, please.
I will second that motion.
Second by Nancy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Now we're into item 8, correspondence. It looks like the Rideau Pool Fire Inspection.
If I may speak to that, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
I did go over to the swimming pool with, what's her name? Erin.
Yes.
And we walked around the building and she pointed out a few things. In her should see it. Commissioner should see it. What's going on there? It's good. It's all good. On page 19, her monthly inspection. We don't have to do it in the winter. The place is closed down. She did point out we had an emergency light up in the washroom by the men's room that the battery was burned out, gone. So that was replaced right away the next day. And on the inspection form, we don't need to have fire alarm system, sprinkler system, or generator. We don't have any of that. So the only things to be inspected are fire extinguishers, emergency light, exit signs. I'll talk to her about it to see if we need exit signs because it's there. What kind of exit sign? I did complete I have here, and I will be posted. I don't know if you can see it. You can see this my drawing of.
Well, that's beautiful, Dennis.
Yeah, no, I was going to say something. I'd say stay with your day job. Don't come in there.
Yeah, I know. I just did it fast. I'm just complying with what she's asking for. So we have another meeting up at the pool on November 9th.
Okay, so she's going to inspect this stuff every month?
No, we do. She comes around when she feels like it. She can catch us doing something wrong.
Okay.
She comes around. I don't know when, whenever she can. But we're good. I just thought you should see it.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, I hope she gives you an A+ for your drawing.
Yeah, I know. I think I have to display it in the building.
Need it.
While we're chit-chatting about the Lido Pool, that stays open after November 11th?
I'm sorry?
The Lido Pool washroom, is that staying open so after?
It closes after November 11th, after Remembrance Day.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any questions on fire inspection?
No.
Okay, then we'll move on. Clerk's report.
My report is pretty well straightforward. Flower baskets were, when I wrote it, in October, flower baskets all came down. We have ordered Christmas wreaths already, and I think we ordered some extra that because it was in the budget, and it was mentioned that get some extra Christmas wreaths because people like it. And I really had a good time physical distancing at the Legion. It was really good. It's a really good place. If we want to meet the public for any kind of public meeting, get them out. I think it's great. The Legion was really good and accommodating. The one lady, she made sure the building was open. We didn't have to clean up after they came by and said, no, they'll clean it up. So it's $75 a day, which isn't too bad. Construction completed the Lido Pool. They removed the old wharf. Remember, we hired Land and Sea because they could do drive the piles into the ground, into the ground there, the sea bed. But Paul already said, hey, wait a minute, you start banging that thing, you could crack our pool. So they realized that, and they have all the connections because they build wharfs all the time, and they have the connections with the government to get the permits to dig in the shore, and they did get the permits. They got the building permit from the municipality, and they got the work done in no time at all. It's all done. And I don't know if they're putting back the fence around there on the new wharf, but it should be going up. And I talked to Paul. We were thinking, okay, I mentioned about building some change rooms at the end of that wharf, a couple of change rooms so people can get on their swimsuits instead of going upstairs. We'll look at that in the spring. Yeah. It shouldn't be that much money to do something like that. I know Martin and I were talking about it today, and he mentioned something about Johnny on the Spot, old ones where you could take out the inside of it, the toilet part, and, you know, might do something like that. We'll look at different options, how we're going to do it and how much it costs. Nancy, you don't want to use it? I see you're smiling. Johnny on the Spot.
I hate to think what might happen. Somebody walks in because it looks like a Johnny on the Spot, so they go on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. Never thought it meant wood. Okay. The other thing, elections, and from the elections, you probably heard yourself, and I was told people, you heard yourselves, that people didn't know about the elections. And as I state in my report, we put it in 5 locations, our website, Facebook, we advertised it in the newspaper 3 times, and we even posted it around the village in 5 different places. So they don't know. On the agenda, there's an item about email communication. I guess we'll discuss something there. There's a statistics on the voter turnout. You can see I compare 2019 with 2014. I think we had, not 14, 2020. It's a lot more convenient at the Legion for people to drive up, get out of your car, and go vote. To come down to the office here, last year was my first election with the village, and for people to come to the village office, park around here during the day, it's difficult enough even for people working down here. But to come down to vote is harder. There's no room for physical distancing. The Legion is the best place, so I think in the future we'll keep going there. But we have to budget for it, as you can see in the bottom part of my report. The cost of the whole elections was $3,100, you know, which included people to help out. And the people really had liked helping out the poll clerks and the people at the door. So it was good. That's all I'm going to say about that. The other items I don't have in this report is Terminix contract. We signed a contract with them for 1 year on October 10th, 2019. And they put in 30 bait stations. They're still going at it. I don't know if you want to renew the contract for another year. I'd advise yes, because we'll see. I don't know what kind of response you get from people. Let me know. Ask people. What do they think? I know I had some inquiries. Michael, you asked me, somebody in your area wanted one moved to their place. By all means, let me know the location, and I notify Terminix.
Nancy?
What was the cost for the year, Dennis?
I can't remember. Maxine, can you remember? You pay the bills. It's what, $230 a month?
I think it's $236 a month, and that's with taxes and everything. I think.
Yeah, around there, around $230 a month.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I don't know if you want me to continue.
I would suggest that you continue, because I don't think those rats are going to go away anytime soon.
No,
they breed like rabbits. We'll call them rabbits.
And the raccoons are getting just as bad as rats, except they're a lot bigger and a lot easier to see. There was raccoons everywhere.
So I wouldn't mind getting a motion to extend the contract so I can notify them that we'll go for another year. I'll see if the price is the same. If the price changes, I'll let you know. I don't think it should change.
And I just looked at a past check. It's $276.
$276 with tax,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, we're on the table here. Do I need a motion to extend that, or is there a discussion on it?
So that's $3,312 a year.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
I do too. Anybody else?
I would make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion. And seconder, Michael?
I will second that.
Okay, any discussion?
As far as raccoons go, the homeowner is on his own.
Okay. I was just bringing it in that the raccoons are getting as bad as them.
I had two walk across the fence last night.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Well, obviously they keep walking across fences and they don't get the 2 or 3 big ones I've had here. They actually stood Barbie back the other day.
Ooh.
And they got no fear of me. I guess I'm getting better looking now. They got no fear of me. That's why I've moved the big iron rod out on the deck. I'm going to see how he can cross his eyes a little bit. Anyway, moved and seconded. I thought we had someone seconded.
Yeah.
Michael, did you extend the contract? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Send that contract, I think it's worthwhile myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to get more information. I'd like to do another newsletter for the winter, now that we're back as a full commission, and try to get some information from Terminex. Okay, what can the public do to prevent rats in their area and notifying? Like, I'll tell them, hey, call us, let us know if you have a problem with rats.
I've already had one person tell me, I understand I have to get rid of my bird feeder, but that's the wise thing. She said, well, I'm not. Well, then I just said, maybe all the rats will go over to your property and it'll be easier for us to find.
Get her address and she won't get a bait station.
Yeah.
As long as she has the bird feeder up. Dennis, you said 30 bait stations. The last report that we received, I think 6 bait stations were missing. Does Terminex replace them at
Yes,
no
they
charge?
Do. Yeah. They
no
do.
Charge?
No charge.
Okay, great.
We pay the same. They probably have it built into the monthly cost anyways.
Okay.
You know, they know what they're doing. That's why they're in business.
Okay.
Okay, the last thing I'll mention, I did send to everybody today that the Association of Nova Scotia Villages is planning on a video conference meeting November 21st, and that is a Saturday. They said they'll send information as it becomes available. So if I see it, I'll send it off.
Great.
Okay. And that's my report. If I can get a motion to accept.
So moved.
I move.
Oh, Joanne, go ahead.
Joanne, move. Seconder, please.
Nancy?
Thank you, Michael. I'll second that.
Second by Nancy. All those in favor?
Aye.
That's what I'm like. Women fighting over me.
Yeah. Dream on.
Yeah, I know.
We've met your wife.
All right. 9B, financial statement, bank transactions up to the end of September. Anybody have an issue with this?
I'd like to point out a couple of things, just a couple of things.
Okay.
On page 21, total revenue, the last two columns, you'll see the actual is $465,000, and last year revenue was $455,000. So we're up about $10,000. Percentage-wise, 2.09%. On page 22, and when I look at these things, you know, like you look at numbers every day, you pay bills every day, you sign checks every day, but then when you put it on paper in a summary, on page 22, when I look at it, under fire department building in general, insurance on the buildings there, we haven't paid that yet. There's $6,000 still sitting there. And I checked with Maxine, because she's been around. It comes out in November. We'll be paying that. Okay?
Yeah.
And the same thing with under vehicles, the $150,000 to put in reserve for apparatus reserve. Right now, with this month, we usually get another check from the municipality for taxes. We'll get that, and then we get another one in January. So I'll wait to see. We're pretty healthy, you know, but I don't want to run into a problem. But I know in January we'll be pretty good, and I'll transfer the money into the reserve for apparatus, $150,000. So it's just sitting there. Nothing else.
It's not like we're missing out on a huge amount of interest.
Yeah, I know.
All right, anybody else? If nobody else has a comment, I need a motion, please, to accept the financial statement.
I'll make that motion, Bill.
Okay, Michael. Michael,
move.
I need a seconder, please. Martin, let me see you. Martin, second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Sorry for telling you what to say. Anyway, that wasn't intended. Okay, 9C. Mr. Everett. I don't see him. He's gone. There Period. Floor is yours, Everett.
Can't hear him.
Unmute yourself, Everett.
Everett? Hey. We can't hear you, Everett.
How about now?
Yes.
Perfect. Evening, commissioners. Welcome back, Commissioner Noss. Congratulations on your successful re-election and return as chair of the Village of Chester Commission. Since my last report, CVFD's responded to 6 emergency dispatches, structure fire, vehicle fire, motor vehicle collision, and 3 alarms. Scotia Fleet Services has returned and replaced both master intake valves on 531. Unit 511 has undergone annual service, including motor vehicle inspections at Chester Service Center. The unit also needed both batteries replaced this year. The Office of the Fire Marshal has released the recipients of the 2020 Emergency Service Provider Fund. CVFD's application was approved for the full grant of $20,000 to go towards our purchase of SCBA packs this year.
Excellent.
On practices and training, we have returned to regular monthly meetings at the station. All members practice safe social distancing while wearing masks in the meeting. Since the last commission meeting, we've had both the September and October regular monthly meetings, as well as the AGM upstairs in the station. September 26th, members of CVFD completed a refresher practice on vehicle extrication. Practice included incident scene safety, vehicle stabilization, patient care, and utilizing the jaws of life to safely remove the vehicle from around our mannequin while performing the extrication. I'd like to especially thank Land and Sea Contracting. Not only do they do your work, Dennis, but they help us out when we need it. They allowed us to use their property on the Windsor Road. And not only that, they used their equipment to smash up the vehicle to give us a better wheel. So, cars on their wheels are not as good to practice on when they're all smashed up like they may be a real issue. And October 17th, 20 members of CVFD participated in an annual training exercise, including a refresher on propane incidents at the now Maybeck Mill in East River, Maybeck NXL. This training includes a tour of the facility to allow members to familiarize themselves with the interior of the facility. And finally, the Chester Fire Department annual general meeting brought a few changes to the structure and officers of the department. We no longer have an assistant deputy chief position and now hold 2 deputy chiefs. The 2020-2021 elected officers are as follows. Deputy Chiefs Bill Zink and Cody Stevens. Captains Blake Corkum, Doug Morash, Daniel Jessam, Jared McDonald, and Nick Hurdle. I'd like to thank both Greg Conron and Barry Snare for their countless hours of work and commitment to the CVFD over the past years as officers. And both have remained in the department as firefighters. Neither are going anywhere. They're not allowed. Thank you, Commission. Respectfully, Everett Hiltz, Fire Chief.
Anybody have a question for Chief?
It's just something I've been wondering. Nancy, you go ahead.
The grant that you received, Everett, for the SCBA. We have budgeted $50,000.
Correct.
Will you be reducing the amount that you spend or adding to the acquisition?
Adding to the acquisition. We needed to have our own budget to be able to get their portion to go on top of our budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Joanne, you had a comment?
Yeah, just a question. I've noticed that for some time now, the fire chief's report has been presented orally. Do we get a hard copy of that report after the meeting?
Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you.
At least Maxine does.
Okay. Just wondering if it forms part of the advice.
I will send it out to you if you
want it. The minutes, as other reports are?
Yep, it's always sent to Maxine.
Okay.
Okay, having heard Chief's report, anybody else other than Nancy, Joanne, that comment on anything? If not, I need somebody please to make a motion to accept the fire chief's report, please.
So moved.
All right, there's three jump.
Okay, Nancy and Michael.
All right, Nancy and Michael.
So defer.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Chief. Now we're down into the new business. Request for decision, DNR reimbursement. That's page 32 and 33, your package. Dennis, you want to say something? Or do you want...
No, it's a chief.
Everett,
I agree with what he wrote.
Okay, Everett, please, you want to just explain to others that may not know. You're muted again. There you go. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. I'm just pulling up the copy of it that I sent back. So, as you're aware, we received monies from Lands and Forestry for the our efforts in the forest fire in Chester Grant. The total of that money was $7,266.15. Of that money, $5,157.20 was for the hourly rate for the apparatus, while $2,108.95 was the hourly rate for the firefighters. So that total again is $7,266.15. The RFD is a request to purchase one Kenwood TMR portable at $2,297.18. These prices all include tax. The service agreement for the year at $207, MSA gas detector at $1,033.85, and up to 14 lengths of wildfire hose at $3,621.70, for a total of $7,190.78. Now, the check for $5,157.20 was issued to the commission from the fire department because the money from Lands and Forest comes to the fire department. The fire department members have passed motion that should the commission agree with this RFD, we will issue the remaining balance, being $2,108.95, to the commission for the purchase of all this equipment so that the full purchase of this equipment comes from that Lands and Forestry money.
That's excellent.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
No.
You know?
Can I just ask? Okay. So you said the firemen agreed to pay the difference of 2,000 and something?
Yeah.
The firemen?
Yeah.
So
okay. So when we get the invoice here,
sorry, go ahead, Dennis.
We pay only the 5,000.
No, we issued you the portion of the 7,000 for the apparatus.
Yeah, 5,000.
Right, and if this is agreed on by the commission this evening, then we'll send you the check for the remaining amount that was for the firefighters to make the full purchases.
Oh, okay, the remaining amount.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
$2,108.95.
Okay. Good. That's all I wanted to know.
All right. So we need a motion on this request for a decision.
I'll make that motion, Bill.
Thank you, Michael. Need a seconder, please.
Second.
Nancy. All right, anybody got a discussion or your question on this?
Just sort of a point of order.
Yeah.
Just about voting on any decisions with respect to the fire department. Should any members, like Martin, I believe you're a member of the fire department, should you absent yourself from any discussions with respect to the fire department and any votes? Just just asking. Somebody must know the answer. Yes or no?
Yeah, he should. He should. If you're still active, are you still active in the fire department, Martin?
I am, Dennis, because we're short a whole bunch of members right now, and we've already had a bunch of money invested in me for the training, so I might as well stay there. Unless, of course, the commission feels I should leave, then let me know. I'll be gone tonight.
Excuse me. This does not benefit Martin personally, so he is in no conflict of interest.
Any time it's close, so it's a family member, Everett is a family member, any discussion with money, you should make a declaration.
This is for the fire department. It's not for Everett. It's not for...
But Nancy, they'll tell you any time you talk about money, anything that you have a role in, such as fire department or anything, you should, just to be safe, so nobody in the public complains.
So this means that Martin cannot vote on the village budget.
That's not true.
The fire department is a good part of that.
I'm going to step in here. That part's not true. I think what Dennis may be talking, or Joanne maybe, is the perception thereof. I checked when Martin came on was going to run for a commissioner, and I called the lawyer. And there is the only conflict of interest that will exist is if we, as a commission, decide to give Everett, the chief, more money. If we decide to make him a permanent person and we're giving him money, then Martin has to excuse himself. Martin can vote on fire budget. He can vote on fire trucks. And that's right from the, we can go back to the lawyer if we want to bounce this around.
I don't want to be argumentative about it. It's just that if there's a perception out there in the village, I think it's something that needs to be discussed and clarified. So if the question does arise, that we can speak to the question with some knowledge.
Yes, and we will do that. Guarantee you. Because this whole perception of conflict of interest is overblown in this village.
There are a lot of misperceptions out there. You can't just ignore them. You have to deal with them.
Yeah, this has to be come to a head, and we will bring it to a head. And with that, I mean, this conflict of interest is, it's only if you're going to get some money out of it. Martin's not getting money. The fire department's not getting money. The village commission is increasing its assets at their price. And this is also... Yes, Mark.
Whether or not I'm a commissioner, to me, is really irrelevant in this because I'm still the chief's father.
No.
And as a commissioner, as long as I'm the chief's father, I could still be doing it for reasons that are what they talk about, conflict of interest.
Well, perception is one thing. But I'm not sure, but I don't think any of this stuff is going to become Everett's property.
Get the answer from the lawyer once.
We will. Right? Maybe perception-wise.
Perception-wise, yes. And the other thing with conflict of interest, I'm trying to make sure that you're protected and nobody says anything. That's what the lawyer will say. And the thing is, if somebody declares conflict, you feel better at the end of the day that, hey, I didn't get involved in it. The other thing is, when you declare conflict, you should excuse yourself from the meeting, because a person who just by, when you know when you're sitting in a meeting face to face, if you give people a dirty look or a mean look or something, you could sway their vote on an item. And that happens, you know, and that's why it's good to anything that may be construed as conflict, just let it go. Let's let everybody else decide. That's what I'm saying. And I've heard that from lawyers too, and it does make sense. Well, if you get somebody like Donald Trump, you know, like he looks at you the wrong way, if you're on his team, well, you'll go like, Jesus, I don't want to get in trouble with him. I'll go along with what he says.
Well, I'll ask the lawyer to resend what he sent me before Martin's election. Because we can't let this conflict of interest stuff haunt us.
Martin, no, because it's been an issue with...
Martin has to know where he's at. We have
Exactly. We don't want Martin getting into trouble either. I apologize for interrupting.
No problem. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Joanne.
It's okay.
Anyway, we will get this handled. Maybe a phone call tomorrow. As far as I know, that's the only conflict of interest, and that's if we decide to hire the... Go ahead.
Yeah, the only reason I mentioned it is because, as I said, there are misconceptions out there, and we just need to make sure, for everybody's sake, for the commission, the fire department, for Martin, for, you know, everybody, just to make sure that things are being handled correctly. You know, because there have been issues in the past, and we just need to do things the right way.
Well, I'll get you a copy of the lawyer's recommendation. Anyway, Martin, I'm going to ask you, please, just out of the way for tonight till I get this solved. Can you hear me? You got to go bye-bye.
I got to go. Good enough. Bye-bye.
But don't go away forever.
Come back in 5 minutes. Okay, he's gone. Now, I think we got a motion and a second. All those in favor to complete this request for a decision, we need the decision.
Aye.
Aye.
Michael. Joanne. Me is aye too. Motion carried. Decision carried.
Come back, Martin.
I don't know. He's probably going to have to take a phone call to get him back.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you, Everett.
Thank you, Everett. Now we got to go into 10B. 10B email communications. Please, Nancy, explain.
All right. I sent everybody a note days ago. Yes, Michael.
Should we continue or wait for Martin?
Do you have a quorum still?
Yes. I'm hoping he comes back.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find it. October the 14th. Everybody received a copy of the note that I sent to Dennis with regard to the need to be able to communicate directly with the residents of the village via email. And there are a couple of ways. MODC has an extension or an application or whatever they call it on their website that allows the person interested in receiving direct communication to enter their own email address, and it goes on a list so that if the monthly or weekly agendas are sent out or any notices are sent out, they receive them. I think people do not go to the website. They do not read. They may look at the Facebook page, but they don't read what's written. I had a number of people say that it wasn't on the website. The notice of the election wasn't on the website, wasn't on Facebook. And I said, well, actually, it was. So I think in future, if we have something important to say, we should have the ability to say it directly to the residents, and I would like your opinion as to whether you think it's necessary or not.
Well, I know the last election there's I don't know how many people said that they didn't know what was happening. They said it wasn't posted, wasn't this, wasn't that. It could be because maybe that was tied. Everybody thought we were the municipality, and they still think we are. But communications is really, you got to hammer down communications, because if there's an emergency meeting, it's the easiest way to get them, get people.
People don't read.
No, but it goes.
People won't hunt for information. They want it to them.
If most people that have these supposedly smartphones, mine's no longer smart. It's a rogue. Anyway, when you send somebody a message, it comes to their phone or comes to their computer. So if we had a vehicle to bomb, you know, send a big blast out and hit 200 people at the same time, or more, hopefully, to notify them of an election or some special event that's happening or something special, we'd be better off that way. We still do the old-fashioned way, as the municipal affairs say we have to do, but if we bang it out with that, I think. Anyway, Nancy, you were coming?
I spoke with Lee Robertson with regard to this. He does the mail-outs for Voctada. Voctada uses MailChimp. It's free, and you get something like 20,000 email addresses, which would be way beyond what we would need. I asked him if we could import Voctada's email list and delete everybody that we knew was not a village resident, and he said yes. And there is always the option on the email blast to unsubscribe. The question is whether we want to ask Municipal Website Venture if they are capable of doing this now. Well, first of all, we have to decide if we want to do it. And then secondly, I would recommend that Dennis talk with Municipal Website Venture or MODC and find out how they do it.
Okay, Nancy, thank you.
I just want to put a little input in there. Nancy, I don't think legally you're allowed to take another mail out list from something like that and use it.
Okay.
I'm only saying that from my Mary Kay experience, because we have to get people's permission before we start sending them emails.
So yes, okay.
You might want to check that one out.
Even with the option to unsubscribe.
That has to be on it when we do it, but we're not supposed to send any emails. It can be considered illegal in some places. So you might want to just check, see if that's able or not.
I think that's good advice, Maxine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know yourself that your personal email, you don't get anything from outside unless you subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody wants them, and there's a lot of people that would like to blast us information all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Martin. Michael, comment?
I'm not sure how all this works, so I would stick to the old-fashioned way of if somebody wants to get on our email listing, they would come in and give us their email.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the idea that on our website, if there was a spot that somebody could subscribe, I do like that.
I think that's probably the best option, Michael.
Okay. Joanne, comment?
Yeah, that's my understanding is that rather than having an individual or hiring somebody specifically for that very, very tedious job, having a place on the website where people can sign up and it's done automatically. MailChimp works really well, from what I recall, with Voctada. It doesn't hurt as well to do the occasional with something as important as an election or an annual public meeting. I think there are a lot of people in the village who don't have access to email, so a newsletter now and then wouldn't hurt, the quarterly one. But, you know, I would say that Voktada has managed that part of the issue quite well.
Okay, thank you, Joanne. I see you, Martin. Thank you for coming back together. We're talking about email communications for the future of us building a list and figuring out a vehicle, which if we can do in, I guess, the term of blast, like next year's election or something special that Dennis can and Maxine can just bang and all of a sudden a whole bunch of people get an email, which will start them talking, which will hopefully spread the word. What do you think, Mark?
I missed most of it, but if that's the general consensus of the commissioners, then yes, go for it.
Okay. So what's the feeling? Do you want to give Dennis the go-ahead to go search this stuff out?
Yes.
Dennis, do you need a motion for to go search out?
No, I'll come back to the next meeting with something, what I come up with.
All right, great. Thank you. Now let's go on to...
Thanks, Dennis.
Yep.
Okay, this is 10C, Halloween.
Halloween. At the last meeting, we talked about the $10,000 that we had budgeted for events. Most of that, practically all of it, would have gone to the Canada Day celebrations, but that was put off, not going to happen. And at the last meeting, we talked about whether or not we wanted to use some of that money for celebrations, such as Christmas. And Michael mentioned New Year's and fireworks and said basically a celebration is a celebration, it's an event. So after the annual public meeting, I had spoken to, and I believe I spoke to all the other commissioners about the merchant's Christmas and the fire department serving hot chocolate to the kids before they ran or chased the gingerbread man down to the village core. And Everett said, well, I'll see your hot chocolate and raise you Halloween, which led to the possibility of the fire department, Lisa Rhino, organizing in conjunction with the Heritage Society a spooktacular event at Lordly Park. And Dennis requested a budget. So Bill Noss and Lisa Rhino and Carol Noss and I met to discover a little bit more about the plans for Halloween in Lordly Park. And we think it will be a good idea. So Lisa wasn't able to give us a specific budget. Carol Noss will be loaning the fire department the tents that the Heritage Society has. And other things will be needed, like candy and prizes and spider webs and other stuff to put on a show for the kids. Bill, you have anything to add?
Yeah, no, and basically discussions went on and basically the amount, like I was thinking, is budgeting for up to but not exceeding $1,000. And when if they bought something, they would produce a receipt for what they bought.
Right.
Which would go to Dennis. and we would just basically fund the evening for the kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's on the agenda. Comments? Michael?
Bill?
Yeah.
Didn't we make a motion basically given Heritage Society, Carol Noss, the use of the $10,000 for celebrations? Are we taking that away from her now?
No. The celebration at the time was talked about was July 1st. The money's still in place for events. So we're coming back for a more formal agreement of the commission to do the small thing for the kids in the village and young families, really. For young families and then since the fire department and a few of the wives of the fire department are putting all the effort into it. I believe personally it's a great thing to happen. And I'm hoping that you guys agree and that it's a success Saturday night.
Yes, I agree that is a fantastic thing to do, and it helps join everybody together.
Yeah.
That's $1,000, you say?
The maximum would be $1,000.
And where is that coming from?
$10,000.
Bill, may I speak,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, man.
I think the commission has to be very careful, once again, with grants. We're not allowed to give a grant except to a non-for-profit society for the promotion of the village, business, industry, and tourism. So, to answer Michael's question, the $10,000 wasn't given to Carol specifically. It was given, we kind of, at the time, were planning to subcontract the celebration of Canada Day to the Heritage Society, a not-for-profit, in order to do a bang-up job of Canada Day. That didn't happen. We still have the $10,000. The fire department is also a not-for-profit society. Rather than end up having a $10,000 surplus next year, why not use bits of it to enhance celebrations throughout this year as we go along?
You understand, Michael?
I'm not disputing that. That's a fantastic idea, like I said before. I just don't like the idea. Did we promise the Heritage Society a certain amount of money that they are going to plan fireworks or something later on, and they're going to be $1,000 short?
No. July 1st is gone.
The intent was there. The commission said that we will include celebrations for Canada Day. We'll put $10,000 in there. And really, that's why I asked for a budget. But the best thing to do when you give people money is say, give us receipts.
Well, that's what I said.
You will compensate you on those receipts. Because this whole thing, they may, Bill mentioned up to $1,000. Okay, it may cost them $700.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the fire department might pick up $300, and we say, okay, we'll give you $700, but we're not giving you any more than $1,000. It's the receipt. Same thing with the Heritage Society for Canada Day. I think last year we gave them a whole check of $10,000 because it was really the first time they did it, and they had to get a lot of extra things. But they do have an idea what's going to cost them. And this year, Carol did mention, I think she was at the annual meeting, and they were unsure about Canada Day, what's going to happen. But Michael, you got to consider also, because of COVID, there's a lot of accounts in our budget that we're not going to be really using the money. We haven't spent a lot, you know. So yeah, that's all I'll say.
Michael,
hey, Carol. This kind of makes me uneasy doing that, but maybe when we do this kind of stuff next time, if we do it anymore, we should have maybe a time limit onto it, say end of the year or whatever.
Oh, you mean for to use like an
to use your celebration money?
I think there's a bit of misunderstanding. We did not give the Heritage Society $10,000.
No, I know that, but I can't find it right now. I will find it in here.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I will. The motion. But maybe we should look at a time limit.
Mm-hmm. Time limit would be always good.
That would make me feel less uneasy.
Okay. Joanne, you put your hand up.
Yeah, I did. I recall the purpose of the $10,000 was it was put in the budget as celebrations,
yeah,
with the idea that it was for July 1st specifically. and since then the discussion has come up because, you know, the July 1st celebrations didn't happen. So now it's a new request. It's not taking anything away. And yeah, I think to give a blanket check for $10,000 to say, here, go celebrate, be sometime between now and the end of December, I don't think that would be appropriate either.
No. No. Do you, as a commission, does anybody, I'm going to have to ask for a motion to, i.e. this budget for Halloween amount, and I'm going to have to get a seconder, and I'm going to have to, because I don't see a consensus here. So we need to know if everybody supports the idea of a little Halloween celebration down at Lordly Park, because they need seed money.
Yes.
So what's the consensus? I don't want to get rammed, somebody whacking me across the head a week from now.
Do you want a motion, Bill?
Hmm?
Do you want a motion?
Yes, please.
All right. I move that the commission provide money from the celebrations budget to be used by the fire department / Lisa Rhino / Carol Noss for a Halloween celebration. Their expenditures may be up to, but not exceeding, $1,000. And the expenditures must be accompanied by receipts. How's that? Sure.
Good. Hearing that motion, do I have a seconder, please?
So moved.
Second. Although, now, is there any further discussion? Or I asked for the vote.
So, just got a question. We don't give them a check until they give us receipts.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. I like that.
I'll just point a note. Lisa Rhino's an auxiliary member of the fire department, so not necessary to have her name specifically on the motion. She's an auxiliary to the fire department.
Okay. Maxine, did you get that? Can you remove Lisa Rhino's name?
Hello, Maxine.
Yeah, I was pushing the wrong button. Yes, I'll take her name out.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All those in favor, please.
Aye.
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 Carrie.
Aye.
Now, where are we at? We're at 11. Michael?
Oh, can you hang on a second?
Sure can.
I'm going to come to you next month with a similar request for the fire department to serve hot chocolate during the village Christmas. but that budget will probably be $550. Thank you.
Thank you.
Why don't we do that now?
Well,
because now's not the time.
New business. Okay.
I got to get some antacid in me.
I'll wait for your request, Nancy, for the fire department to assist with that.
Okay, thank you. You already got it.
Okay, Michael?
If there's no further business, I'd like to call this October 21st meeting to a close.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody,
for coming. And Joanne, before you hang up, you still working 50, 60 hours a week?
Oh, no, it dropped off in September.
All right.